what's going on, and I don't even know how I'm holding this offense. Lord, it might have been as a second grader, a first grader, that that woman embarrassed me, and I'm still carrying that. And when anybody gets close to that and it embarrasses me again, then I react to that first thing that happened because I hadn't got it dug out yet. So anyway, I know we need to pray, but we receive forgiveness and we give forgiveness. Amen?
Amen. We do have a few prayer requests this morning. Tina Marie asked us to pray for H.J. Boogie, is his nickname, Little Boogie. He was injured in an accident at home last Sunday evening. He fell into a fire pit while trying to help out a log and to make s'mores. He has third-degree burns over 30% to 40% of his body. He is currently at Integris Hospital in Oklahoma City. And they are doing a spaghetti lunch at the Church of Christ in Sayre this Saturday from 12 to 3.
Which church? Church of Christ.
Church of Christ.
And his family, or his family probably were Church of Christ. Yes.
And it will be donation only, and all proceeds will help with travel cost. And then pray for the family of, I hope I say this right, Vona Long. She has made her final move to her heavenly home.
So pray for her family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want to do one page at a time?
Yeah.
Or do you want them all at once?
One page would be fine.
Okay.
That's good. Father, we just come to you knowing that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and know that you invited us to come and bring our needs before you because that we need mercy and grace to help in time of need. So I ask you for this family, oh God, that Vaughn and Long, that you will be with her. Family, that you will strengthen them, that you will encourage them, that you will minister to them. And only you can comfort in times like this, Lord. But that people might offer services and help and love to them, and that you, oh God, will just minister and help them to know also that they need to make their calling and election sure. If there's any in that family that don't know you, let this be a wake-up call to them, Lord, to get their self right with you and to prepare for their homegoing. Father, I ask you right now, Lord, for Boogie. Lord, you see the trouble that little boy's having. You see the pain he is in. You see the stress of this family, God, and their hurt, Lord, because of this accident. And God, I just ask that you will reach down right now in Integris Hospital and take the pain from this baby. I ask, God, that you will heal those burns. There's nothing impossible with you. We've seen you heal burns, Lord. Our family personally has seen you totally, miraculously heal burns. And I ask that you will heal this child, Lord, and you will take this pain, oh God, from him, that you, Lord, will help him, oh God, and you will be merciful to him, oh God. We need mercy today, Lord. We need grace to help in time of need, God. And you will touch this baby, oh God, and minister to him and take the pain from his body, God, and do a work in his life, oh God, that only you can do. We love you. We honor you. We praise you because you're a God, and we thank you for hearing and answering prayer and touching this child. His family, provide for him financially, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
We want to pray for Chris Carnahan. The doctor found a tumor the size of a grapefruit in his abdomen yesterday. And pray for his wife as well. They had a toddler that passed away within the last 3 years from a brain tumor.
Oh, my.
So, okay. And this is his daddy. We have an update on Eli Warren. He's one of the men that was injured in the Wynnewood refinery fire. He had another 7-hour surgery yesterday. Mm-hmm. His wife asked us for specific prayers that his vitals and labs will be stable while his body's resting for next week's surgery, that all existing grafts will be successful and infection-free, that the antibiotics continue working, and that he will continue resting comfortably. And then little Riker Salinas, a friend of mine's grandson, is having his tonsils and adenoids removed this morning.
Okay.
That's a big deal to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this your writing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Chris Carnahan. Father, we just pray for Chris right now, Lord. And we know that there is nothing impossible with you. We have seen and heard, Lord, of the tumors that you have just dissipated. And, Father, that's what we ask for this tumor, that it will just dissipate, that when they go in there looking for it, they can't find it, Lord. You've done it many times over for many people. And we just claim the word of God where Isaiah 53:5 says, by your stripes, Lord, we are healed. And I claim this for Chris in the name of Jesus, that it will dissipate, that he will receive perfect health, and you, oh God, will get the glory. Comfort their hearts concerning their loss for their child, and do all things well in their lives because you are God. Help them to trust you and believe you, and God, let mercy and grace follow their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching Eli, and we ask God that you will touch his, is it Burns? It's Burns. We ask that you will touch his burns and that you will heal them. And as I prayed, God, for a little boogie, I pray this same thing, Lord, for this gentleman, that you will touch his burns, that you will heal them, that you will make them well, that the anointing of the Lord will be upon him, oh God, and that this pain will dissipate and these burn places will heal, Lord, and that the scars will be minimal. I just pray that you'll touch him and let his vitals work, God. Let him be, his body be stable while these burns are healing, oh God. Take his blood pressure and his heartbeat and all of the workings of his body to work normally, God, we pray. We ask it in the name of Jesus because you're worthy, God. We ask it because you did it on the cross. It's part of the new covenant, and we thank you for it. Isaiah 53:5, we claim it for him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Also the grafts, all the things that they're concerned about, Lord, and that you'll make him comfortable, we pray, in Jesus' name. We pray for Riker, God, that his tonsils today and adenoids, so may this go well, may the doctors do it professionally, may it be an easy thing, and may he heal quickly, Lord, and bless this little child, in Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 West 1140 Road. East 1140 Road. Almost had it all. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour of Prayer this morning. Our guest for today is our beautiful sister in Christ, Judy Gifford. Her title for this morning is Forgiveness.
They say that the thing people like to hear the most, the words people like to hear the most, first is, I love you. Mm-hmm. Second one is, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. And the third one is, supper's ready.
Yeah.
That they love to hear. But, oh, I love the thought of forgiveness. Isn't it wonderful to be forgiven and to know that you're forgiven? And particularly if you've ever been at an altar and you've knelt down before the Lord and as you've poured your heart out to him, that cleansing flow comes over you. Mm-hmm. And you feel like a fresh, clean little baby that's just been washed, you know, and washed in the blood. I want to say some of the things that happen when you're forgiven. And when that transformation happens in you, is the peace will come upon you. Mm-hmm. You will have a peace. If you have never known that peace, then you need to keep praying until you come to that place where God relieves all of that. And it's not that he's rejected you. Sometimes there's barriers that have gone up before us. I was looking at this scripture over here, and it says, it's Psalms 31, and it's verses 7. It says, you have known my soul in adversity and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place. Have mercy on me, for I am in trouble and my eyes waste away with grief. He is just crying out to the Lord. And down there in 14, he says, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hand of the enemy. I just felt like as I'm sitting here that there's someone that you're in a really hard place right now. You're in such a difficult place that it almost seems despairing and that you will never get out. But the Lord wants you to know that he's going to set you up on the rock and he is going to bring you through this. And all you have to do is keep loving him and be faithful. Keep calling to him and wait on the Lord. And he's going to begin to build you. And it may be one little step at a time, but he's going to build you. And as you get into his word and as you keep following him, the strength is going to come, and you're going to be restored. So don't give up. If you're battling alcoholism today, if you're battling drugs, if you want to overcome something and you keep stumbling and failing, keep trying and keep in the word and keep praying, because one of these days that you're going to bust through that. The enemy has put these things up in your life. Some of people starting very young, building things in their life to block them from the kingdom of God. And sometimes we have to get and let the Lord do a cleansing work. You know, I call it inner healing. And we can call it cleansing. We can call it a lot of things. And I think the instant you call on the name of the Lord, he saves you. It's not that you have to work your way to salvation. He saves you. Mm-hmm. And he cleanses you. But sometimes there have been such deep inner hurts that, and our thinking is so twisted in areas that, and he does instant, and he does give a peace, but there's also that cleansing and healing, and he will bring you, we call it sanctification also, that's a good word for it, sanctification, because it's a progressive sanctification. You're instantly saved, and you're cleansed, and if you died that moment, you would go to heaven, but you know there's, you're walking with God, then he'll say, here, sweetheart, I want this. Mm-hmm. You give me this, Monica. I want this. Will you give me this? Now, if you'll give me this, I'll take you deeper. If you'll give me this, you'll know more of me. If you give me this, I'm going to wrap you in such peace and joy. And you have to say, I trust you, Lord. Here it is. And you give it up. Because he's molding us into the image. And he's making us like Christ. And he's forming Jesus in us. And Paul looked at the Galatians and he said, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? that who before whom Christ has been evidently set forth. Why would you go back to the law? Because somebody's trying to bring them back. You know, the enemy will always send somebody into your life when you're making progress with God to try to pull you back. It might be a kid. It might be an ex. It might be your husband. It might be your mom-in-law. It might be a stranger. It might be whoever. But you have to go, no, God. No, I'm not allowing them to deter me. I'm going on with you. I'm going to put them down because there's scripture here that boldly says that the enemy resists us. He says here, I'm a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and I'm repulsive to my acquaintances, and those who see me without flee from me, and I'm forgotten like a dead man out of mind, and I'm a broken vessel, and I hear the slander of many. Don't we all sometimes hear slander? It says, fear is on every side, and while they take counsel together against me. Haven't you felt like that? That somewhere in the pits of hell, they're taking counsel against you? Like, how can I bring her down? How can I really think the enemy studies people to try to find that little thing? And sometimes, and he don't know. See, he is not God. He does not know everything about you. He tries to figure you out so that he can come again. But you have to get a hold of the word and say, greater is he that's in me. Sure, there's going to be enemies coming against us because that's the thing we have to overcome. Sometimes it's people, but underneath it all, it's hell itself that is coming against us. And so I learned when I was coming out of depression to get scriptures. And one of the sweetest scriptures, first one was the 23rd Psalms. I was instructed to say it 5 times a day. Morning and down through as a medicine to my soul. And let me talk about spiritual medicine. Dottie Osteen. Everybody knows Joel Osteen. I don't know if you know that Dottie, I want to call her Dottie all the time, but Dottie had cancer of the liver, and she had 3 tumors on her liver, and that she was down to 89 pounds. And the doctor said, I'm sorry, chemo won't help you, nothing, there's nothing we can do. And they went home and got on their face before God, and her husband saying, God, we need her. I need her. The church needs her. Her children needs her. And they prayed, and he laid hands on her, anointed her, and prayed for her. And then later she said the devil would come at her and say, well, you're going to die, and this is the dress you're going to be buried in. They're going to be, and you know, stuff, it would just, all kinds of stuff would come at her, and she'd say no, and she'd tell John. And John said, Dottie, did you believe when I prayed for you that the Lord healed you? She said, yes, John, I did, but the devil keeps coming at my mind. And he says, well, you just stand on that word. So she compiled it. And if you want to hear those scriptures she compiled, go to Google and put Dottie Osteen's scriptures. And if you do that, you will hear. And she's reading them to you. So you don't even have to look them up. She'll read them to you on the internet. And I've listened to them many times. And she said, this is my medicine. This is the medicine I took, was God's word. And see, just before I left the house, this is the scripture I read. He sent, Hebrews 8:10, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them of their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, we need to praise him because his word works like a medicine. He sends it. He sends that word. And if we can open up and we can get our mind, the fear off our mind, and the unbelief off our mind, and the attacks of the enemy away, and we just go, this is what you said, Lord, and I'm believing what you said. And she did that. And she'll read those scriptures to you. And she says, every morning I take my medicine. She said, if I'm leaving on a flight at 5, at 3 in the morning, I'm at home. I never leave the house without reading my scriptures. Never leave the house without my medicine. And I'll tell you what, it works like a medicine within us, except greater, because it's the powerful word of God. And I say, God, as I speak, give me a new revelation of what your word will do. Help my faith to reach up, because sometimes we think, well, God didn't do it. But we never brought our faith up. We didn't stay in the word. We blame God for somebody dying when really we didn't know how to hang on to the word. We didn't know how. We didn't know how to believe for it. And we let fear take over. And, you know, and you say, well, why did one die and one live? I don't know. I know this. If people died that know the Lord, they're not sorry they're there with him.
Come on.
They're happier than we are. And if we, if God rolled all of that back and let us see, if I could see how much joy my husband's having this morning, I'd probably pitch some kind of fit. I mean, I'm glad, because why'd you take him and leave me? I think that's what we would think, but we don't think like that because God don't want us to think like that, because God he veils it. He won't let us see it. Sometimes we'll catch a little glimpse, and we'll catch a glimpse of the glory and greatness here, enough to spur us on that we want to go. But he's got a job for us to do. If we're here, he left me so I could be on Hour of Power this morning, so I could be telling you guys that the word works, and it works mightily in us, and he's real, and he loves you. And if you will ask him, he will forgive you, and then he'll give you grace to forgive others. And when you forgive others, there's a joy and a peace that comes that you have not yet experienced, and he's got it for you. And to whoever I'm talking to that you're going through the terrible trial, you hang on. You don't commit suicide. You don't be discouraged. You look into the word. You look up and say, God, that word was for me, and today I'm going forward with God. Today, God, I'm believing, if nothing more than just having the hope in you, that it's going to be over someday, that the wait will be over. And I'm going to say this one more time. I have said it many times, and God gave it to me. He gave it to me in a waiting season in my life. And we were living in Oklahoma City, and we weren't in ministry. We'd been out 4 years. My husband had been building houses. He'd built 5 houses. My children were learning. I realize now my children were learning the skill they were going to have. And God allowed that 4 years so Brad and Brent could learn how to build. And they're working with their dad building houses. And I didn't even realize that till after Thilbert passed away. But I went to the altar one night, and I just had it. I missed ministry so bad. So I said, Lord, is there anywhere on this whole wide world that you can use Thilbert and I? Is there any church? Is there a foreign country? I had been in some foreign countries. You know, is there anything? My family had, anyway, I did later. Anywhere you could use us. And the Lord gave me this poem. And I was trying to be Helen Stinner Rice. You know, she's the one that writes all this great poetry. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to do poetry at the time. And someone looked at my stuff and said, Tennyson, you are not. But God gave me this one. And this was from him. And it says this, waiting. It's waiting. Waiting is the hardest thing to do, especially when it seems the answer will not come through. When you've waited and waited, and then once more, you wait for God to open the door. You look for the answer first right, then left. Yet all along, you know you must go straight ahead. I've waited on God many days past, and I'm still waiting. But I know at last, when the time is really completely right, when I've quit fretting but continue to fight, God will come through. He'll come through for me, bringing sweet hope, joy, and victory. So with me, will you join as I wait on God, as I put my hand in his, as we walk this sod, as I give and fast and go, yet wait, dreaming of the day there'll be no delay. Together we'll stand a united force, Monica. Waiting, Tina. Waiting for God to open the doors. He will. He will. Mm-hmm. I know it's true. And I'll walk into victory right beside you. We're going to make it. Hang on. Believe God. When the enemy comes to put blocks in front of you, push through. We used to use this old term, did you pray through? That meant, did you get through the problem? Did you pray till you know that you know that you know that God answered? Why would we go with the torment? And I'm as guilty as anybody else at times in my life, allowing the enemy to harass, allowing him room to harass and bothers. But why do that when we can come where two agree on earth is touching anything, it will be done? Get you Monica. Call Monica. Call Tina. Call your pastor. Get a prayer partner. Seek the Lord. Because no matter what the problem is, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. And Don Moen says it like this. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will work his way in me, work in ways I cannot see. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. I leave you with that today. Look up, trust, get into the word, pray, repent, Ask forgiveness from God and forgive others. He will make a way.
Amen. I want to touch on something, Sister Judy. You've ministered to my spirit this morning, and I thank you and appreciate you so
much.
Praise
God.
So, I'm facing the situation, and I've been praying about it because I don't know how to deal with it and handle it. And on the way here this morning, I was seeking the Lord about it, and he said, does it line up with my word? Does it line up with my character?
Amen.
And I'm like, no, sir, it does not. Then don't play the role that's being written for you. And it's not my doing. It's someone else doing something and pulling me into their drama, their sin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They called me for help. I went. I helped them out. Now they've made the decision to go back.
You can't go with them.
And I cannot. I moved them out of where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they've made the decision, knowing it is sin, because we've talked about it,
mm-hmm.
their decision is to move back. Regardless. Knowing what it is, being told what it is.
That's called presumptuous sin.
And so I cannot play any role that they may be writing for me to play in their sin, whether it
mm-hmm.
help them move back, take them back there to spend the night. I cannot play any role.
You're right.
That they may be writing, because it's the enemy's influence. It's sin. It's I can't do it.
You
I'm
want
sorry.
Nothing to do with it.
I'm
shut
sorry.
The door.
I can't do it.
There you
and
go.
So, and if you do continue with your decision, I will have no choice but to. And this hurts because it's someone I love dearly. I will have to take you out of my inner circle and I will have to put you over here.
But see, that's what happens with
and
God.
I will have to pray
we get
for
out
you.
Of his we get out yes. of his inner circle and we yes. when we sin and it's a choice.
And I want to read Hebrews 11:39. And this is the cloud of witnesses. This is has to do with the God's Hall of Faith. Chapter 11 is God's
yeah.
Hall of
yeah,
Faith.
Yes.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Not Hall of Fame, but Hall of Faith.
Uh-huh.
These were all commended for their faith. Now, everyone that was listed in earlier in 11, they've all made mistakes. They have not had a perfect walk with God. They messed up.
Right.
But yet here, this is what blows me away, our goodness, the goodness of our God. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, what's that therefore? Ask yourself, what's that there for? What is that there for? Therefore. Because it combines the
two
end
thoughts.
Of 11
mm-hmm.
to the first of 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Chapters and verse numbers were not there back in the day. It was put there to help us. Okay. So therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race mm-hmm. marked out for us.
That's
fixing
good.
Our eyes on yeah. Jesus, the pioneer, the perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Mm-hmm. That good?
Yeah.
Don't lose heart.
And when the opposition, there's a scripture says, think it not strange concerning this fiery trial that's sent to try your faith, as though some mm-hmm. strange thing happened to you.
And see, here's the thing with what I'm personally dealing with. The Lord corrected that in me personally.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that good? He's so faithful.
Yeah. I don't allow men to come spend the night. I don't go spend the night with men. I don't lay in a man's bed because I am unmarried.
Mm-hmm.
And since the Lord has corrected that within Monica, Monica cannot be pulled in to anyone else that tries to pull me into that certain sin.
You obey God's will for you. And
yes.
You stay within the perimeters that he walks with you. And mm-hmm. there are some scriptures that say, search out your own salvation with mm-hmm. fear and trembling. Because there are some things that, like, not sin. I'm not talking about mm-hmm. listed iniquity of any kind. But there are just some things that the Lord may correct me and say, I don't want you to do that.
Right.
Because it tends to pull me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And one person said, they may, you may not.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about sleeping in someone's
right.
bed. But, you know, just right. such things as when I was young, some people felt like it was wrong to bowl or wrong to play mm-hmm. cards. And one preacher said, well, I can't play cards anymore. He couldn't play the real cards mm-hmm. with Christians that would get around and play cards because he said, that's what I did when I was in sin and the Lord convicted me and I promised him I wouldn't do it anymore. And so, you know, just personal mm-hmm. little convictions.
Yeah.
But we stay in those perimeters that God sets out for us so that we can walk free.
Yes. And, you know, the Lord gave me a certain word for this person, and I delivered it, and the word was, when you are out of order, chaos comes.
Amen.
If you are living with someone and you are not married,
it's called adultery.
It is a sin, and you are out of order
mm-hmm.
because the order, from what I understand,
it's laid out here.
From what I understand, the order is, you marry, you court, you marry, and then you seal it with the covenant of sex. Sex is what seals the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stamp. Done.
Right.
And if you're doing things out of order and there's chaos,
mm-hmm.
you need to rearrange and get stuff in order,
mm-hmm.
in line.
And sometimes people are really, because they've seen this kind of, our mm-hmm. our society today accepts people just living together.
Yeah.
They do. It used to be a big sin in people's eyes. Mm-hmm. But in this generation, it's accepted. And people may be doing that and don't realize what's causing the chaos.
Yes.
What's opening the door to the devil keeps doing this stuff to me. Why and how?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because we've left that door open mm-hmm. and we're allowing the enemy to mm-hmm. come in. And truth is truth. I don't care how we want to try to bend
yep.
it to our way. Truth is truth.
Yeah.
Consequences are. I heard someone say, you can choose your sin to do it or not do it, but you cannot choose. Once you've done it, you cannot choose the consequence. You have no choice
yep.
over the consequence. And, you know, really, I was talking to Brent recently, Pastor Brent, from the link. Anyway, he said, you know, Mom, you really don't control anything. You can't even control your own heartbeat. You can't even control your own breath. It could leave you, and there's not a thing you can do about it. And what can you control? Your decisions.
Yep.
That's it. and you cannot choose the consequences of those decisions. But what great consequences, we would call them maybe rewards instead of consequences, are when we do right. Not just the bad things, when you do right. There are, quote, consequences, or in order that has, what happens, it's a reward. And Jesus has promised, if we confess our sins, the reward is he's faithful to forgive our sins. We have some kind of need, and we call on him, which the Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you do not know. You do that, and the consequence is he answers you and shows you great and mighty things. And it really calls it a consequence, but it's a reward for doing. Here's the action. Here's the reward. Here's the action. Here's the consequence. And every one of us, every day, make those decisions all day long. Yeah. All day long. We're going to do right or we're not going to do right. We're going to, you know, are we going to do? We're going to seek God or we're not going to seek God. We're going to pray. But I just say this. Keep pushing. P-U-S-H. Push and pray. Push. Pray until something happens.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on. Get into the Word. Get a prayer partner and obey what Jesus says. Pray, pray, pray. And God will do something in your life. Amen.
We had a prayer request come in.
Okay.
Carol Wade. Did I say it right? Carol Wade, ask, pray for me. I need to make a decision on my marriage. God's will. I'm struggling because of weed. I'm a spirit-filled and having problems.
And their request is for guidance. And where God will show them. Well, God doesn't want his will to be a mystery to us. The devil does. He will try to shroud truth. But, Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know Carol. You know how many hairs are on her head. You know the things she's facing. You know her stress. You know everything about it. And, Father, I just ask you to open the Word of God to her as she gets into the Word, that will fall open to her, that the words of the living God will come into her heart, and she will hear your direction. She will hear your guidance to what to do. We know the Word lays out what to do. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. We know, Lord, the things that he says to do. Come unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. So, Lord, she knows these things, but as she does them and draws near to you, we ask for an answer. Lord, we ask for you, give her the exact word for her. Help her to know the difference between her voice, God's voice, and the enemy's voice. Give her wisdom to know the difference, God, and to know what your word says, and line her life with it, and know the peace of God that passes all understanding, and victory for her life. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know your will is victory. We know your will is up, and we know your will is for all to be saved. We know who your word says, Lord, that you're not willing any should perish, but all come into repentance. But in the little details of our lives, we need to know what your word says. So bring it and illuminate it to her. Help her to get into the word and show her the way. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Jesus said, this is the way, walk ye in it. So he wants us to know his way, and he will teach us and show us as we seek him. So God bless you, Carol.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from our beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Sister Judy Gifford. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.